have a great distrust of slogans, of bumper sticker type religion. Anything that you can boil down to fit on the back end of your car, anything you can squeeze into a pithy meme on Facebook is probably a gross oversimplification. I'm thinking of things like, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Or that terribly insidious phrase, God only gives us as much as we can handle. Don't even get me started on that one. There are a couple of exceptions to this deep distrust of bumper sticker religion. I really do believe what the presiding bishop says when he says, God is love, so if it's not about love, it's not about God. It's just a few words, but in those few words it captures so very much. It's a big idea in beautiful simplicity. There's another exception against my distrust of these kinds of short slogans. It has a lot to do with this holy day that we are gathered together this evening to observe. The phrase seems to have been first coined by the Apostle Paul, who wrote it in his letters no fewer than 8 times. It consists of just 2 words, Christ crucified. It doesn't make for a very good bumper sticker, I will admit, but these 2 words speak volumes about who God is, who we are, what it all really is about. Because unlike so many other boiled down pithy religious phrases, these 2 words are, as Eugene Peterson puts it, not a reduction, but a concentration. Not a watering down, but a distillation. Christ crucified. We're so accustomed to wearing crosses and decorating our homes and walls with crosses and using the cross as a symbol of our faith that we can forget, even the most well-intentioned of us, just how strange it is to say that the Savior of the world died on one. It just does not fit with anything that we have been taught about how you win at something. Victims are, by their very nature, by definition, not victors. Success and power and glory, they come from defeating other people in battle. They come from amassing armies and wealth and land. They certainly do not come from dying pitifully on an execution device. Priest and author Fleming Rutledge has written that until the accounts of Jesus' death burst onto the scene in the ancient world, no one in the history of human imagination had conceived of such a thing as the worship of a crucified man. And yet here, at the heart of our faith, ever since that fateful day in Jerusalem that we now call good, it is Christ crucified. It is so important that we don't imprison the cross behind the thick safety of museum-like religion, and only bother to trot the cross out on this one day of the year, out of a sense of holy obligation on Good Friday. It's important that we ponder the cross, that we ponder our crucified Christ, even if it makes us uncomfortable, perhaps most especially if it makes us uncomfortable. Christ crucified is the ultimate sign that it is not by being some sort of generic kind of a good person that we will inherit eternal life with God. Because the way to eternity, the way to salvation, is far bigger and harder than anything any of us would categorize as being good. Christ crucified reveals the world really is in as big of a mess as we sometimes fear that it is. And it is going to take far more than human ingenuity and progress to overcome it and to heal it. Christ crucified is the sign that while grace may be God's free gift to all of us, it is a gift that was bought at a price that none of us could pay. Yes, Christ crucified is how we remember that all of our hope really is in the power of God to save us. And the reason we are willing to call this day good is because God was willing to do whatever it takes, even to the point of accepting the very worst thing humanity could do to him in order to bring us back to him. But to profess Christ crucified is not just about what happened to our Lord on one particular gruesome Friday afternoon long ago. It's not just a statement that recognizes a historical event, nor is it simply a slogan that describes what sort of a Savior he is. It's also a statement of who and what we are supposed to be too. Because you see, when we are baptized and anointed, we are all made into little Christs. That's literally what we mean when we refer to a baptism as a christening, or making little Christs. And that means that our way and our truth and our life must also pass through the cross too. The road to eternity for us is by the Calvary Road. If any want to become my followers, Jesus once taught, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, they will save it. The cross then is more than simply a visual symbol of our faith. It is more even than a sign of the sort of God that we believe in. The cross is also meant to be what we offer to the world by our very lives. Because, you see, 2,000 years later, the world still has far too many people who are perfectly willing to nail other people to crosses. What it needs now more than ever is more Christians who are willing to take up our own crosses, to bear that hard and holy weight for the sake of love, for the sake of others. Were we willing to do that? It is hard to even begin to imagine how things would change. Tanai Bernard is a Texas educator and a mother. Last year she had to do something that far too many parents have had to do in our nation these days, namely talk to her child about school shootings. Her son, Dez, at that time was in fifth grade, and she was driving him to school one morning not long after the Parkland massacre. And all of her fears and worries were swirling around in her mind, and as they rode along, she decided that she would use that moment to talk to him, to ask him what his school was doing, whether they were doing any, you know, lockdown drills. You mean active shooter drills, Mom? Yes, she said. Yeah, we've been doing that. Well, how does it go? She asked. Well, he said, the teacher goes and closes the door and locks it, and then puts black paper over the window. And then I and two other kids go and push a table against the door, and then all the other kids in the class go and sit with their backs against the far side wall. And then the three of us, we go and stand against the table against the door. And Miss Bernard wanted to know, why the three of you? How did you get picked? How did you get picked to stand up front? She knew that her son was one of only 3 African-American students in this class, and, you know, she just needed to know. She needed to ask this question. And he said, "Mom, I didn't get picked. I volunteered to push the table and protect my friends." Miss Bernard was by this point getting nauseous, just thinking about it. And so she said, "Why, Des? Why would you volunteer for something so ridiculous? Why would you volunteer for something like this?" And 10-year-old Des, sounding a lot like Jesus, said, "If it came down to it, I would rather be the one who died to protect my friends than have an entire class die and I be the one who lived." My friends, we need to take the cross down from all of our dusty shelves of polite religious piety. Proclaiming Christ crucified is not just a slogan about what Jesus did long ago on Calvary. Because the cross, you see, the cross is not just a prop in the passion play of our Lord. It is the key to understanding who He is. And it is also the key to understanding who we are meant to be as His followers. As 10-year-old Des shows us, our whole life is meant to be about stepping up to that cross and shouldering it and bearing it for the sake of love. "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus," the Apostle Paul wrote, "who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." This day, this Good Friday, is when we remember that we are called not only to admire the crucified Christ from a safe distance, nor to think that polite and pious veneration of the cross is somehow enough. We are to follow Him into a crucified life. We, like Des, are called to be willing to lay down our lives for our friends, to pick up our own crosses, to be willing to lose our lives because, just like our crucified Christ, that will be the way that we save them.